This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Lawmakers are considering a bill today that would require recall petitions include a statement from the politician being targeted. State Senate President Steve Finberg says voters should hear from both sides, then decide whether to sign a recall petition.
It's really just to make sure the information is out there and that these recall efforts are being used for legitimate purposes and not for purely routine political attacks.
Republican groups have targeted Democrats with numerous recall efforts in recent years. None have made it onto the ballot. State Party Chair Christy Burton Brown has taken over as Colorado Republicans have the least amount of power in more than eight decades. She says Republicans need to define the important issues that they and their constituents have.
So education is absolutely the top of the list. Also tax cuts. Voters are very in favor of getting to vote on taxes, and they often want to see their taxes cut. That's an issue we've constantly talked about that needs to stay at the forefront.
Brown says the party needs to win back unaffiliated voters in 2022. Lake County Coroner Shannon Kent has resigned officially amid charges he tampered with a body and mishandled cremated remains. He was also stripped of his funeral home license and accused of letting his wife act as deputy coroner without proper authorization. Kent's resignation becomes effective this summer. Pueblo is at 59 degrees, Grand Junction a warm 70, Denver 56. This is CPR News.